I'd like to call to order the Lincoln County Budget Committee meeting for May 30th, 2018. Introductions. Do we need introductions? Bill Hall, who needs no introduction.
Bill Hall, Commissioner.
You usually start at that end.
Shaking it up tonight.
I thought I'd try something new.
Okay.
It's always port side.
Linda Roy, citizen.
Doug Hunt, County Commissioner.
Lauren Goddard, citizen from Depot Bay.
Terry Thompson, County Commissioner.
Ms. Respect, Budget Officer.
Update from the Board of Commissioners.
Okay, I'll read the county budget message. This is a message from the Board of Commissioners. Board of Commissioners, with the assistance of the county management team, presents a balanced budget for the fiscal year 2018. Although prudent management continues to guide our spending decisions, we are pleased to continue making strategic investments in people and resources that will help us to better fulfill our county mission statement, to provide essential public services, both legally required and locally desired, in an efficient, effective, and respectful manner. Although Lincoln County's economy continues to show encouraging signs of recovery, with employment at a record low, many of our revenue sources remain static or only show minimal growth. Some revenue resources are projected to decline. We as a county need to continue to operate as leanly and as efficiently as possible, balancing economic unknowns, limited resources, and the need to deliver quality services to the residents of our county. The biggest change will be a decline in revenue for behavioral health. We have just recently determined that less than projected revenues this year and a cut in the reimbursement rate for next year will result in a reduction of services and personnel within the Behavioral Health Division of the Health and Human Services Department. Work is underway to address these shortfalls. The second change is that Congress recently reauthorized 2 years of funding, although at a greatly reduced level, of the Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act, TIMBER funds. This will allow the county to fund some additional road fund capital, will allow the county to fund some additional road capital projects in the future. Our auditors suggest we should have 3 to 4 months worth of general fund operating dollars in reserve to help cushion future downturns. We dipped as low as 1 month reserves in the worst of the recession. This budget continues our commitment to increase those reserves. Among the investments proposed in this budget are positions in the Sheriff's Office and the District Attorney's Office to strengthen public policy, additional staff in the Clerk's Office, better facilities and increased services for veterans, and funding for a needle exchange program to help keep our communities safer and healthier. Amidst all the recent economic challenges, there are many encouraging signs for Lincoln County, and we remain convinced that our long-term future is bright. This year saw ground broken for the $58 million Marine Studies building on the Hatfield Marine Science Center campus in Newport. Ocean science continues to grow as the fourth leg of our economy, adding to the traditional trio of fisheries, timber and tourism, and I'd also ask transfer payments as we see the demographics of the county age. We want to close this message with further acknowledgement and thanks for our staff. They are truly the heart of the organization. We salute the intelligence, energy, and integrity they bring to serving the people of Lincoln County. Respectfully submitted, Board of Commissioners.
This time we'll invite public input, testimony.
I'm the first one on the list, so I guess I'll start.
Please identify yourself as well.
Yes. I'm Chandler Davis. I'm a retired behavioral health counselor and mental health program manager with 20 years of experience in Lincoln County. I'm also the chair of the county's addiction advisory committee, the vice chair and acting chair of the mental health advisory committee. I'm here speaking for myself. It's not a unanimous consensus of either of those committees because the whole idea of them ever totally agreeing on anything makes me laugh. Part of their strength It's in their diversity and many points of view and many perspectives, from experts in mental health and addiction to citizens, to the faith community, to police agencies. So I, at Commissioner Hell's request, I submitted to him and it published online a list of reasons why I think he should change his position on releasing the contingency funds that we all know about that are in the budget, which are Department of Health and Human Services money, not general fund money. I'm not going to go through the entire 16 points. You all have a copy. But I want to make the main point. Mr. Hall said he was looking for an answer that would change his mind about voting. That answers the question, what happens if we're still in a deficit situation with this program a year from now, given that the program hasn't built up enough clientele in 18 months to be self-sustaining? Why should we believe that it will be in a year? Which also coincides with Commissioner Hunt's recent long public letter, which predicts that if we restore the funds after 10 months of operation or sometime shortly after the new year, the county would again be facing a serious financial shortfall of some $1.7 million and again would be faced with reducing staff to balance the budget. First of all, that $1.7 million that is no longer in the budget didn't just vanish. It didn't get misplaced. It didn't get carelessly spent. It got taken away from us, according to all of your public statements, by the Coordinated Care Organization, which oversees and distributes all of the state's Medicaid money. Am I getting that right? So it has certain standards, certain specifications. They were not met. They took the money away. They weren't being met because apparently, or we're told, there weren't enough clients. Well, we know the clients are out there. They're piling up outside the doors of county mental health trying to get an appointment, trying to get in, trying to get through the cumbersome bureaucratic morass that prevents them from being seen. Then when they get in, trying to get an appointment with a counselor. They're there. I can't explain why we're not seeing them, why they're not being seen. But in any case, most of your statements assume that we're going to keep being stupid, that we're going to keep having counselors that are seeing three clients a day. If you've got counselors that are seeing three clients a day, put them to work covering the holes, the perpetual holes in behavioral health, the behavioral health department, from rotation of staff, loss of staff. We can't get them. We can't retain them. In 15 years involved in these committees, I've never known a time when we weren't looking for counselors. We didn't have vacancies. Put them over there. Put them to work. Or, just a thought, put them to work at the four county, well-regarded county school-based health centers. Since we have fired, although we were told this only affected the co-occurring disorders program, I have it from the person who was fired, though he's also fired, the specialist, the adolescent treatment specialist, a certified alcohol and drug counselor with 17 experience with the county and a fantastic reputation, and she was the only one providing addiction services in the four school-based health centers.
We'd ask you to summarize in about a minute and a half.
That's the rest is in here. It's just more specific.
Thank you.
This money is DHSS money. DHHS money. It's not money that's in the general fund. It doesn't require an act of Congress for votes, and you can release that money. I'm not proposing that you release this money back into the program so they can squander it. I'm proposing that you release it so that as they increase the clientele, by getting out there and marketing it, by providing convenient access, better service, just like our private providers do. They're not starved for clients or personnel. And build it up. Don't go hire everybody and have them sit there seeing 3 clients a day again, but put the money in the pot so that as you can bring some of those people back, as you can get out there and market and publicize and get those clients back in, as I say, they're out there. I guarantee they're out there. Go out and find them. Be proactive. Then we won't be wasting money. And we can use this money to build the program back up, and when it's back up, we can reapply to the CCO and ask them to give us back that original $1,700.
30 seconds.
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you. Thanks.
Any questions, I'll answer them. Thank you.
Any others wishing to submit testimony?
I'm second on the list.
Very good. Please try to stay within about a 5-minute time limit.
I'll try.
Thank you.
You know about that word try, though. It's very dangerous.
It can be trying.
Yeah. I'm Patricia Neal. I'm from Depot Bay also. I have already submitted a letter to all of you about this money. The money was paid by ABHA, who was administering the Medicaid funds before they invented the CCOs. So the money is entirely from that source rather than county funds of any kind. I think we have a lot to learn before we start expanding the department again. We need to know what other resources there are that potential clients might be going to. Maybe it's hours available, maybe it's days available, something else that is affecting our ability to get people. We need to know, among other things, I'm on the IHN local and regional advisory committees. I want to know from them what standards they looked at to pull that $36,000 a month, because they also pulled it from Linn County and Benton County. Benton County the year before, Linn County this year, the same with me, with us. So we need to know what they're looking at from the standpoint of standards, and then look at what we can do, because they're only a part of the number of people that we see. We see Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, uninsured, you name it. So we need to begin to get a handle on what is looked at for standards of performance. We have a counselor in the jail. We badly need a counselor for our school-based health clinics. The FQHC, it is within the scope of the FQHC to oversee behavioral health. So it's really a complex picture all the way around, and we need to learn more about it. But I don't like to see that $1.8 million locked up building. It looks like you're not going to build the building anyway, unless maybe you could use that money and a little additional to at least build something for mental health, because they do need more space. So I don't want to immediately use that money for programs within behavioral health till we really know where we stand. but I do want to see it unlocked from that building fund, unless you're going to build a building. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, maybe we could address one point that Pat raised, because this has come up in a couple of other meetings, that our long-range plan to develop a new HHS clinic and office building, although there have been some environmental issues with our originally planned site here, you know, there seems to be a rumor that's gaining traction that we have abandoned plans for that building, and that is not the case. We are exploring other potential sites, you know, it's still in the long-range plan for the county, as far as I think the board is concerned at this point.
Thank you. Yeah. Any further public testimony?
Can sign my name. Just decided at the last minute to say something.
Please sign in on the way out.
All right. My name is Maggie Paul. I'm relatively new to this county. We live in Yahats. I'm just beginning to become active in, as they say, all politics is local. And I'm a retired psychiatric nurse who worked in a facility for neglected, abandoned, and abused children for several years. And so I have a keen interest in behavioral health and mental health, particularly as it coexists with the other issues we have in this nation today, with school shootings and so on. But mental health and homelessness are huge issues. And when I began to read a little bit about this, and I'm certainly not incredibly well informed, being new, but I just wanted to speak to a couple of things. I think that there's the substantive issue of monies allocated for behavioral health, and I think I would agree that that money should go back to DHHS. Secondly, the process where I read that this is, had basically been determined before public input, and I think that needs to be noted and paid attention to, that we need a democratic process and we need public input before things are decided covertly. So those are the only things I would like to say, and I want to be involved in local politics and be supportive of these issues, and that's my input.
Thank you. Any further public input?
Good evening. I'm Karen Murphy. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I worked at the local hospital for 18 years in various and sundry roles, and right now I have a clinic and I run a private practice called Karen Murphy LCSW. My clinic is Healing Hearts. I, of course, have a great interest in the mental health care in this community, because I am what I consider to be part of that team. Even though I don't work for the county, we all work together on behalf of people who are suffering with addictions and mental health issues. So there are a couple of things that I've just made some random notes. They're not in any particular order, so I'm just going to go down my list. Apparently there's money sitting somewhere in a fund. I haven't heard at all what the rules are about that money, how it went in, how much of it went in over time, what the understanding was about the money, should there be a need for caring for people as opposed to planning for a building. So I'm curious to know that, if there are, once you put the money in, you can't get it out, you know, I don't know. So that's a question that I have that would be interesting to hear an answer to. In conjunction with that, I'm curious to know how long this process has been going on to find a building site, because if you've ruled out a site, you can kind of estimate how long it's going to take to find a new site. And perhaps in the meanwhile, we could take care of some folks who are in need of help. And that money can be generated over time to be reimbursed to this building fund. I want you to know that when a client comes into my private practice and it becomes evident that they are dealing with an addiction of one sort or another, I refer them immediately to a treatment program. It is very important, in my viewpoint, that people who are dealing with addictions get appropriate treatment, and in my opinion, appropriate treatment begins with a program with qualified, certified addiction specialists, groups, individual, other kinds of supportive, sober, clean meetings, et cetera, et cetera. I'm more than happy to work in conjunction with these programs as an aftercare or follow-up, but there is something very powerful about going through treatment with other people who are also going through treatment. I speak as a professional, and I also speak as a recovering alcoholic. I could not have done it on my own, and I could not have done it in a one-to-one situation. But given the opportunity that the DUIs I racked up afforded me, I was able to sit with qualified people and other women who were struggling as I was and get through those initial stages of figuring out what was going on and how to stay clean and sober. So, very important that we have these programs available, especially a program that is being described here that speaks directly to people who have, I don't know what the current language is, but co-occurring diagnoses. In other words, they have a mental illness diagnosis and it goes along with their addiction. This is a very specialized group, and it takes specialized training to address these issues. I don't know how long this program has been in the running. It sounds like about 9 months. Is that correct? Year and a half, 18 months?
Yeah.
18 months. So you hired, you went through the process of looking for qualified people, you got them hired, and first of all, getting qualified people to come to Lincoln County is a miracle in and of itself, so let's, you know, just make sure that gets noted. You got them hired, you put them through an orientation process, a training process, you have been training them all along throughout this time. I know how that goes, having worked for the hospital.
Can you summarize in about 30 seconds, please?
I think you have an investment that is worthy of a continued support. I also would recommend that we look at streamlining the admissions process. It is very difficult for people to get in to get help. I know because they come to me and they pay me out of their pocket because it's so hard to get help. And the last thing that I would say is, where's the outreach? I'm in private practice. I have to get out there and let people know what's happening. Drug court, mental health court. Do we still have a mental health court?
Yes.
Okay, because I was in on the beginning of that, and I'm happy to hear it's still going. Coordinating with the two private agencies in town. They are not, in my experience, set up to deal with seriously mentally ill people. Those people should be routed through them and back to the program that the county runs, where the folks know what they're doing with this very specialized population. So those are some of the issues that I would like you all to consider, and I would like to know what are the strings attached to that money. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you. Any further public input?
My name is Ellen Wenzel. I'm a little peon in Health and Human Services. I do records for the all the medical clinics. I also worked at the school-based health center in Toledo.
Speak into the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Last name?
Wenzel. I worked at the school-based health center in Toledo, and there is a large need for these mental health counselors. We have one mental health counselor in each school once, maybe twice a week. I don't know where you guys got the impression that there was no waiting list or we couldn't get people in, but there was in both school-based health center and downstairs at Lee Street. We need this, and I really hope that you guys can figure something out. And really, I love all the managers, but I think you need to start from the bottom and work your way up and see what the real issues are, because there's a lot. That's all I have to say.
Any further testimony? Do you wish to address any of the issues, Commissioner?
Well, I'm certainly not the only one on the committee, but I guess I would say, first of all, Chandler, I appreciate your email. I didn't get a copy of it directly, but I've been provided copies of it. And I think you've raised some valid points. And I think many of the issues that have been raised tonight are exactly the reasons that we're going through some of the transitions that we're going through right now. We're in a process of hiring a new Health and Human Services director. We're in a process of reorganizing departments. We're in a process of doing a better job of networking. We're doing a better job of developing collaboration and cooperation with other providers. And these are all challenges that, in my opinion, and I'm only one speaking for myself, but in my opinion, these are all challenges that the new director, once that person, he or she, is hired, will be asked to address. We're in that process. There will be opportunities for public meet and greet and input on the finalists. And as far as you know, how this money was set aside. First of all, it's in the budget. It's on page, I don't know, I have it marked here, 249. In the budget, where it's set aside under capital projects. In my opinion, we have not made a final decision to shelve the project. Quite the contrary, I think it's a critical part of developing a centralized wellness center where our citizens can more efficiently and more effectively get the needed services. I certainly have never denied that there's a huge need out there. It's a heartbreaking need. These decisions on how you allocate money are torturous. Not that, you know, decisions that none of us want to make. We do have the ability to, as the caseloads increase, and again, there are people out there. Why they're not coming to the county is, I think, a good question, one that I will ask the new Director of Health and Human Services to address.
Someone said they are coming.
They are coming. They're trying.
Okay. If they start showing up, then we'll be able to get better reimbursement from the state. I can't tell you why they're not showing up for counseling. That is the question that I think we all have. And I think there were issues in the cooperation between the county and other departments, other agencies, and I think those need to be improved. We are working on making it easier to make appointments and access counseling. It's a long, slow process, but we recognize that issue. Then the last thing I'd say as far as covert decisions, this is the fourth budget meeting we've had in this budget cycle. Every year we hold four budget meetings throughout the county, and these funds have been accumulated with the understanding that in the long run, building a building is going to provide better service to our citizens. And if we spend the money now, that opportunity vanishes, and that's an opportunity that has been a high priority of at least of me, and I think of my fellow commissioners, and certainly at one time was very passionate priority of the former Director of Health and Human Services. So that's my thoughts. Others?
Commissioner Thompson.
Well, I appreciate Patricia Neal's input here on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to ask some questions. Could I have the director, temporary interim director, come up and also ask questions for you, see if I can get some information here. So the school-based health clinic, mental health, is that a priority in your mind too? I know it is of mine. It's been since the beginning of this time. Mental health is an important part of it. Is that one of your priorities?
Yes. In fact, we just recently received a grant from the state to expand our mental health presence at our school-based health centers, and that's just getting underway now. So
will that grant fill up the space that is left because of the budget cuts caused by the outside interest to the school-based mental health program?
We need to figure that out, and we will be, as I think it was Chandler said, that one of the persons that is being laid off is our drug and alcohol counselor that goes to the school-based health centers, and she will not be laid off until July so that she can finish the school year out, and then we're really hoping to either roll her into this expanded grant or to find we got some money from the marijuana tax that we may be able to restore her position when school starts up in September. So that's a high priority for us.
My question then is to our budget expert. Can money be diverted from the building fund over to at least put an interim amount of money, a small portion of it, to make sure that we don't lose that program?
Absolutely. We can. You can authorize that funding to be removed from the capital projects fund either now or at any time during the budget year. It can be transferred back to mental health if it's needed.
So, in my mind, it's a high enough priority for that position that we should take a small amount of that money, create an interim fund to see if we can get the new funds available, but to keep that position alive rather than lose a person that's critical to the health care for juveniles throughout the county.
So, okay, you've already indicated that the position will be maintained through the school year.
Right, so.
So are we talking about setting funds aside for the fall?
Well, when you run out of funds, to be able to have an interim fund available to at least keep that position. I wish we could do more.
Well, I don't know that we'll need to tap into the reserves to keep that position. I need to find out what strings are attached to that marijuana money that we just found out about. And I don't even think that money's in the budget.
It's not in the budget yet, no. It's about $118,000.
Mm-hmm.
We did not put it in the budget. We didn't know about it. The budget wasn't prepared. And it's been marked to go to the co-occurring diagnoses program.
So I heard somebody snicker. Marijuana money literally at this point, because it's a new program, magically appears almost. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We don't know how much money is going to come out of the marijuana program. And right. It comes through the state, and we haven't even figured out how the formula is funded yet. We keep asking.
They don't tell us either.
The state isn't forthcoming with information about it. And we were totally unaware that we got a cut of the state marijuana revenue, and that's what this is.
Right.
Now we've been talking about the 3% local tax, but
right. We
were just notified the 17% state tax. We're getting a slice of that
right. As
well, and this is what we're talking about
yes.
here. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out what strings are attached to it. All I've been able to learn so far is that it's to be used for drug and alcohol treatment.
Okay.
So can I get back to my questioning here, because I'm still hopeful I got the floor on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you another question related to the budget. Can there be something that's a set aside for a position that makes sure whether this works or not? Because I still see some question. And if you have a person that's a skilled employee, and if they don't feel secure that it's going to be there for long term, they may leave.
Right.
And I don't want to see it leave. So if it works out, the money's still in the building fund.
Right.
But if it doesn't work out, can we create something like that in a budget process or not?
We don't even need to do it in the budget process. That a transfer could be made fund to fund at any time during the year. It just requires a resolution of the Board of Commissioners to make a budget adjustment.
So, and use the state budgets also. We use what we call the budget note. It's a way of just saying, this is what you can do if you need to do it.
Right.
And so,
this group, the budget committee, could make their wishes known in that way, and we could then either do it outright at adoption, or we could defer it till we needed to sometime during the fiscal year.
So I'll step back now from mine, because that's where my logic goes of how to do it. It's up to you guys to decide what you want to do.
Mr. Chair, could I respond to some of the things that have been said during the public input? And I appreciate everybody being here, and I appreciate their concern. I want to try and address a couple of things. Where did this money come from? It was mentioned that our former mental health managed care organization, ABHA, dissolved about 4 or 5 years ago. And as part of the settlement, that money was deposited to Lincoln County. And Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, it has to be used for a purpose related to behavioral health, but beyond that, I don't think we've got significant strings attached to it. And the former director made the decision at that time to put it into the building fund. And again, the thinking was, this is one-time money that will not be repeated, so better to invest it in something lasting. At least that was the thinking at the time. And perhaps the statement about the decision making on these cuts appearing to be covert, this was very unfortunate timing. Under Oregon law, we have to finish the fiscal year with a balanced budget. We are not allowed to overspend any of our budget allocations. At the time all of this came to light, after some leadership and staffing change in HHS, we were 10 months into the budget year and staring down notice requirements under our union contracts. That basically at that point we had three choices as I saw them. Either use the building fund money, use general fund reserves, or initiate layoffs. And given all the unanswered questions, I think the discussion tonight and other, Chandler's commentary and other things have pointed to a lot of issues, a lot of potential reasons for why we found ourselves in this awful situation, but we need to sort out, in my opinion, what the true issues are, go about fixing them, and then as we rebuild clientele, rebuild staffing. At least that's my feeling.
So I'd like to quote your thoughts on apparently the difficulties in individuals getting appointments at the school-based health center.
So I'm not aware of any difficulties at the school-based health center. I do think that there are two separate issues getting mingled together. And one is that we were having problems, and possibly still are, with the process of getting people in to see counselors at our adult mental health, which is located at Lee Street. And so that's a separate issue from what was going on with our co-occurring program. So do you want me to go over those two issues, what's going on?
Well,
so they are two separate.
I'm trying to get an answer to Ms. Wendell's question about people wanting to see counselors at the school-based health centers and not being able to get in.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, can I clarify?
Sure.
I was trying to say that the need was in both Lee Street and the school-based, but that the Lee Street Clinic is the one that has bureaucracy issues.
Yeah, so we are aware of those issues.
Yeah.
I want to be clear that we haven't cut any counselors from that area of our practice, and we are putting some quality improvement methods to bear here to fix some of those problems. So I'm happy to report we just ran our numbers from our electronic health record, and we have seen an increase of clients over our adult mental health program of 200 people every month since February. So I think we're on the right track. I think we have a ways to go yet, but fixing processes is never easy. So we have started working on it, and I appreciate Ms. Wenzel's comments because many of us are quite frustrated by that. So that problem is getting fixed, definitely.
That's all the questions I have.
Thank you. I think I'd like to follow up, Mr. Chair, with Terry's, what I think he's trying to get some type of, I don't know if guarantee is the right word, or something in the language that just says that the county, the budget committee, is committed to supporting the mental health programs, and that the cuts aren't meant to damage or hinder. But if we could put some type of language together so that the community knows, that you all know who is so concerned, which is wonderful to see the passion for a much needed support system here. Can we put something together in this language that just says, you know, we're going to be open to that process that you were mentioning?
Just what I was doing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, take it away. I bought you some time to finish writing it.
Well, I didn't finish it all, so I'm going to wing a little of it. So, okay. I'd like to make a motion to put in place. I use the term budget note, which was the proper term for me to use. Budget note, okay?
Sure.
Okay, budget note. That the building fund for mental health can be used for the children's mental health and addictions program in the school-based healthcare clinic. Now that's winging it.
That's winging it, all right. That doesn't exist. But, so well, I would just say the mental health support the. Do you want to support it for the addictions counselor?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
For that,
let's see if there's a second, then we can open the floor for discussion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. So I would just.
I'm not trying to be difficult, but what's the motion?
You want me to repeat it?
Well, I'm not sure I understood it.
Okay, restate what you could.
So yeah, I would say if it's for the addictions, to preserve the addictions position in our school-based health centers.
Okay.
That's all you need to say. Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand? Anybody not clear?
Yeah, and that's the money that we have through the end of July, and there may be other funds that would be available to support that position, but in the event they're not, then the building money would go for that position.
It sounds like it's kind of a backup plan.
Okay. Yes.
In case we can't use the marijuana money, but I don't know why we couldn't.
Well,
so.
Then you've got a backup plan, and
right.
I like to have backup plans.
Yeah, I totally agree. I like to have backup plans.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. I already did.
Oh, you did? Well, I'm third. As an I vote.
Any further discussion?
So can I just ask a clarifying question then? So did you not, we won't lay this person off at all if this passes?
You will go to the other funds. If you don't have the money, that person will get laid off.
Okay.
You can go to use that amount that's needed.
I think that's
another budget cycle.
I think that sounded like a yes to me.
That sounded like a yes. Okay.
Rescind
the layoff.
Yes.
Okay.
That either plan A or plan B will provide the funding.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
discussion of the budget document?
I thought we'd done it. But any other comments?
Then we'll go on to a call for a motion on the Lincoln County Animal Services District budget.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the Lincoln County Animal Services District 2018-2019 budget as submitted to this committee and to authorize property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of 0.11 or 11 cents per thousand, and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2018-19 upon the assessed value on all taxable property within the county in accordance with laws as of July 1, 2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, call for a motion on the Lincoln County Extension Service District budget.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the Lincoln County Extension Service District 2018-19 budget as submitted to this committee and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of 0.0451, that's 4.51 cents per thousand, and that these taxes be and categorized for the tax year 2018-19 upon the assessed value on all taxable property within the county in accordance with law as of July 1, 2018.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
I move to approve the Lincoln County Solid Waste Disposal Service District 2018-2019 budget as submitted to this committee.
Is there a second?
I second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the Lincoln County Solid Waste Disposal Service District budget. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Call for a motion on the elected officials' compensation.
Skip transportation.
I move to approve the Lincoln County Transportation Service District 2018-2019 budget as submitted to this committee and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent rate of 9.74 cents per thousand and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2018-2019 upon the assessed value on all taxable property within the county in accordance with law as of July 1st, 2018.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded that we accept the, we vote on the Lincoln County Transportation Service District budget. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, motion on elected officials' compensation.
I move to accept the recommendations of the Compensation Committee as presented to the Budget Committee for changing the compensation of elected officials beginning July 1, 2018.
And that's it.
And that's it. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Motion on the Lincoln County budget.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the Lincoln County 2018-19 budget as submitted to and amended by this committee and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of $2.8202 per thousand for general operations and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2018-19 upon the assessed value on all taxable property within the county in accordance with law as of July 1, 2018.
I'll
second
it. Yes. I want to point out to the Budget Committee that the budget as proposed was changed by the failure of the public safety levy, which also removed $650,000 from the general fund. So just keep that is what we are
voting on.
That's why the motion says as amended,
yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We have a budget.
Thank you all.
And thank you all once again. And I'd like to commend staff for having a good job of making this job much easier. Thank you. We are adjourned.